Now, student leaders broke into song waiting for the fees in Imbizo to begin in Kempton Park today. The Imbizo was convened by the Department of Higher Education and Training to find a resolution to the fees conundrum that has led shutdowns at universities across the country. As the Imbizo opened, several universities remained closed, while some that tried to open ran into problems. One of those universities is WITS, where staff returned to class today, while lectures were expected to resume tomorrow. Now we speak to WITS SRC Secretary General Fasiha Hassan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Fasiha.
Wa alaikum salam. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, what is your opinion with regards to the poll conducted on Thursday last week, which indicated that the majority of staff and students want the academic year to resume?
All right. The first thing is that we've actually just received new information. When the auditor came out, we were able to get that information, the documents, and firstly, it's not 77% who voted in favor or not. But the second, and I think the bigger issue here, is really around the fundamental flaws of the poll. The fact that it was an unconstitutional element, nowhere in the university statute does it allow for such a referendum, but also it failed to engage on the more bigger issue, which that being quality and free education. Ultimately, the reason why the academic program closed was because of the protest of free and quality education, right? And there was no substantive engagement about it. And I mean, that's a big call from us, from the student movement, to say, let us actually discuss, let us actually come to the fore, have a proper substantive discussion about the academic program, about free education, etc., etc., instead of just a yes or no poll. Because the issue is so much more complex than that. It's so much more than a yes or no, do you want to open up the academic program? I want to open up the academic program. I'd love to go back to class. But I can't go back to class until there's some headway in the movement for free and quality education.
Right. Now, Fasiha, President Jacob Zuma said a vicious chain reaction would be set in motion if the academic year was suspended because of protests over fees. He made this comment at the start of the higher education in Imbizo. What's your views?
He's quite right. And ours is not to suspend the academic program. And frankly, there's no need. Part of the reason why we went to the meeting today was to engage, was to find sustainable and amicable solutions.
Right.
But unfortunately, the president left. He made a press statement. That's actually what it was.
Okay.
There was no real engagement around it. We thought this was an opportunity for the president really to engage with students, hear it directly from us. And that didn't happen. You know, had the engagement happened, I think we would have made a lot more headway. Had Treasury been engaged, you know, it would have been a lot better, because that's ultimately why we went there. We've been meeting with Minister Zimanda countless times, and he's alluded to the fact that it's out of his hands, that now the call for free and quality education, because of the presidential commission, must come from the president. So in many ways, it was partly a waste of time, let's be honest, but it was also, I think, not in good faith. Because if there was an in good faith stakeholder engagement, then we would have been able to walk out with a lot more constructive decisions and a lot more constructive resolutions. And that's also why we're calling for another meeting directly with the President of the Republic, with SRCs and with student leaders, so that we can find a solution to this crisis. And more importantly, we have actually developed a very sound model on free and quality education. And we wanted to present that model today at the meeting. One where we've dealt with the socioeconomic issues, we've dealt with the economic issues, the fiscus, etc., where free and quality education is most certainly feasible and possible. And we want to table out that model and discuss how we're going to implement it and how we're going to fund free and quality education. Those are the discussions that we now need to have with the president.
Indeed. Now, Fasiha, will lectures resume tomorrow? What decision was taken by the students?
I can't say as yet. I've just walked out of this meeting. I'm waiting for a briefing from what's happening at WITS, so I'm unsure at this point.
Okay. Now, there were reports that students are planning guerrilla-style protest action to disrupt lectures this week. Is that true? What does this mean, basically?
To my knowledge, there's absolutely no guerrilla-style tactics. Ours is to remain very peaceful. It's also to remain very disciplined. We totally condemn violence and malicious damage to property, as well as arson. So that call has come from us for students to be very disciplined in their interaction.
Okay. Fasiha, what about the rights of the students who want to return to class, who support your cause?
I'm sorry, I was struggling to hear you.
Okay, I was saying, what about the rights of students who want to return to class, who support your cause but want to continue with their studies, but they fear intimidation or violence? What is your advice to them?
Right, as the leadership, we've been very clear on the issue of violence. We condemn it, and we've been clear with our students who are protesting to remain very disciplined. But let's be clear on another more important matter. That in theory, it's wonderful to support a cause. And that's great. Thank you for supporting us. But if you're going to support the cause and still think you can go to class as if it's business as usual, when hundreds of thousands of students are being excluded, why? Because they are poor. Not because they are incapable. Not because they are academically disqualified. Because their crime was to have been born poor. If we think it's going to be business as usual, then we've missed the point. And ultimately, as the generation post-1994 who has chosen a generational mandate, we will be betraying that. And the fight for free and quality education is not just for students. It is a societal issue. It is something that is going to affect greater South Africa. It is going to help us grow the economy, reduce unemployment. It's going to help us in many, many ways materially change the lives of our people. And the moment we miss the point, the moment we allow self-interest to become the forefront, we have betrayed not just the movement, but the hundreds of thousands of students who don't have a voice. The students in rural Eastern Cape who has nothing. And let us never forget who we are taught you.
Finally, Fasiha, do you find that it's the more affluent students that are not sympathetic to the cause? Is this a generalization or is this fact?
No, I think you're right. I think that more privileged students are not the ones who are protesting with us. The ones who have access are less likely to, the ones who say that we're selfish. It's easy to say you're selfish when you have money and when you have access, when you don't know the violence of the system, when you don't hear the stories of what young girls have to do to pay their fees, when you don't see students sleeping in libraries and sleeping in computer labs. It's very easy to be apathetic. But ours is to conscientize those students. Ours is to at least attempt to speak to them, to engage them, and then I suppose it's up to them to join or not.
Indeed. But SRC Secretary General Fasiha Hassan, thank you so much for explaining to us the situation. Have a wonderful evening going forward.
Sure. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.